Welcome to Smashing the Plateau. We help you get unstuck so you can do what you love and get paid what you're worth, consistently. I'm your host, David Schreiner-Kahn.
The key is how to make yourself part of the client's strategic team so that you actually can help them grow together.
Today on episode 447 of Smashing the Plateau, I'm here with Sherry Goldman, president of Goldman Communications Group. I'm going to ask Sherry how she built consistent revenue in her own business and much more. Find out more about Sherry along with all of our previous episodes at smashingtheplateau.com. Would you like more consistent, stable revenue in your business? Check out smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork to learn how we help entrepreneurs like you. Now let's welcome Sherry Goldman. Sherry is president of Goldman Communications Group, an award-winning public relations and marketing communications agency, which she started 22 years ago after working at several international PR agencies and in the print and broadcast media. Goldman Communications Group works with a range of companies from startups through Fortune 500 companies, brands, nonprofit associations, and their executives, helping them tell their stories and create, communicate, and control their messages, reputations, and value propositions. Sherry is also an adjunct professor in public relations at LIU Post. Sherry, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Thanks, David. It's a pleasure to be here.
So Sherry, what's one of the biggest mistakes you see businesses make when it comes to their messaging?
That they think people understand their business. So they have one message, it's usually a sales message, and they just throw it out there and they assume everybody understands it, gets it, and will jump on it. And what they need to do is take a step back and really understand who they're talking to and understand their audiences. And there could be 20 audiences or 20 ways to break down even an audience of prospective customers. And once you do that, then you can understand how to message. You may need 20 versions of your message so that everybody understands what's important to them. Chances are people are, as I said, saying what they want to say, but people hear, why is it important to me? And that's what most people miss. They don't get, why is it important to me that I should hear their message? And how is what they're trying to tell me going to help me?
So if you're in a situation where you're not sure who might be listening, like let's say you're a guest on a podcast, right? And you don't know who's in the audience. Are you saying that you should pick one particular avatar and use that avatar as the person for whom you're delivering the particular message at that day and time?
Not necessarily, but I think you have to understand that not everybody's going to have the same takeaway. So I know for me, the biggest challenge is, do people actually even understand what public relations is? I do. I talk in my industry shorthand and jargon. Everybody does for their own industry, but that doesn't mean the people you're trying to sell your product or your service to understand it. So I always say, how can you make your message for dummies? How could you simplify it as much as possible? How can you break it down as much as possible so that people do understand? And then the question becomes, and this podcaster say, I know we're talking to who you talk about, mostly solopreneurs. So I can target my message more to solopreneurs. I might have a slightly different message or way of saying what I do if I'm talking to Fortune 500 companies or if I'm talking to nonprofit associations. They need to understand it's slightly different. Their challenges are slightly different. And they're only going to hear it in the context of what they know and what they do.
Okay, so that being said, what is the simplified message about PR and communications for solopreneurs?
Two things. Number one is most solopreneurs think they are their brand, and they're not necessarily their brand. So their brand is what you say about yourself, but your reputation is how you're perceived by others. And it's influenced by a lot of things. It's influenced by outside influencers, word of mouth, media, other people, customers, competition. Your goal is to have your reputation match what you believe your brand is. So you have to really take a step back and say, are you selling just you? Are you selling your company? What is your service? And what do people think of that?
Right. So even as a solopreneur, you're suggesting you could be selling your company, that it's not just you as the individual, even though you as the individual are the one who's primarily delivering the offering.
You primarily are, but are you always? Do you bring in other strategic partners and are you working part of a collaborative team? Are you a counselor and you're bringing in other things? Are you selling a widget? So you have to really understand what you're selling. And part of it, people may want it to be a bigger company. I know one of the challenges we always face, solopreneurs, what happens if you're sick? What happens if you take a vacation day? So if you're part of a company and you're part of a team, people might feel better. Conversely, you want to make sure they know you are going to be the one servicing them. They are getting your smarts. They are hiring you, your company, because of you. But they want to know it's not you playing tennis at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So again, we deal with perception is reality. So how are they perceiving what they're hiring? What are they hiring for you? And part of that will also be determined upon who you're selling it to. Certainly, if you're a real estate broker, you're selling B2C, and that probably has a different expectation than if you're an attorney who handles B2B. B2B usually has different expectations of what a company or what they hire as a consultant than B2C is.
Right. So given what you just said, do you position yourself differently for different kinds of audiences? Like, do you sometimes promote yourself or use the messaging about yourself that is primarily about collaboration and that you have a team that's involved versus other times when you might sound more like a solopreneur because you think the audience wants to mainly be in touch with you and hear your thoughts?
In our case, our clients always want to know that we're collaborative. So we are a virtual agency. The people that work for me and I can put together teams are consultants that would work for me for certain teams when we need things. When we do a giant event in New York, I'll bring out a bunch of specialists who handle events and media in New York. And we don't need that for the project anymore. They'll go away. One of the value propositions, though, is they get me, that I am the account manager on every piece of business. And that's one of the reasons I started my company, because when I was at a large agency, if clients weren't spending $20,000 a month, they got an intern working on their business and an intern thinking about it. So the value proposition is I am the account manager. They are getting me, but they don't necessarily care who makes my media lists. And they don't necessarily care on some other things. And if we have a huge project, we can handle it. But at the end of the day, they are hiring me. But if I go on vacation, somebody else has to kind of jump in and handle, particularly in the case that we do a lot of media relations. So if a reporter is looking for something, we can't necessarily say, I'm out of town for the week. We're just not going to handle that story. So there always has to be a backup for those situations. So I do pitch it as, and we are a virtual agency, but it is, I am the sole employee and I do have teams that I put together.
If you like what you're hearing on today's episode, you may want to check out smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork to learn how you can do what you love and get paid what you're worth consistently. Mention Smashing the Plateau and receive 1 month free membership in Best Network. Sherry, have you seen the landscape change in the way agencies like yours do business today versus the way they might have done business when you started, which was more than two decades ago? Because certainly technology has changed. The way people do business because of technology has changed quite a bit. Globalization has influenced the way we do business. I'm just curious about what you've seen in the landscape of virtual agencies.
It's changed tremendously. I do know when I started it, people kind of viewed me as she dropped off the radar screen. It was not popular. I guess I was trailblazer, but I didn't think so. This was just the great economic model of which to start. The trend has more people have started this. More people have hung up a shingle, primarily because large agencies have downsized tremendously and let go of senior people, primarily because there's a whole generation of people growing up on social media and everybody figures they're a social media expert, so they're going to hang up a shingle and do Instagram posts for a company. So there is, everybody thinks they can kind of do this now. So there's more acceptance, but there's also more competition. And what you have to be careful for is make sure that somebody's really being smart about your business, because it's not about just executing the tactics. It's really understanding clients' businesses and how to grow it. And I know a lot of your listeners do that in their respective field for their customers. The key is how to make yourself part of the client's strategic team so that you actually can help them grow together.
Now, Sherry, what's an example of a case where you have started off working on something small or a particular project for a client, and that has evolved into recurring revenue?
Sure. I'll give you two examples. One of which, we started with just writing a website. One of our strategic partners, who's a website designer, needed copywriting for a website. So we wrote the copy for the website, which gave us an opportunity to interview the client, understand what they do, and actually translate that into messaging and words that would be understood by prospective customers. And they actually needed a couple of versions, a couple of different tracks for customers. Once we did that, we were able to say, now, how are you actually talking to your customers on an ongoing basis, or prospective customers on an ongoing basis? Besides the website, here are some things you might want to think about. Have you thought about some trade media relations? Have you thought about doing a monthly blog? Have you thought about doing something in your community where you can show you're giving back or you're a good corporate citizen? And it actually led to continuing revenue because they had never thought about that. We show that we understood their business and were able to communicate it for them, and they were apt to listen. There was another situation where we were brought in for a client to handle one little publicity project. They had many, many bad experiences, got our name. They were launching a new company, the president, and he said, just do this, target 5 media. I just want this out of the way. Normally not the kind of projects we want to take, but we did it. Within 2 weeks, we had gotten a couple of articles, and the client called us in and said, bring us that retainer program. You actually understand public relations. You understand how to communicate what we're trying to do. We need to keep our name out there. We want you to help us.
Right. So the first step is asking yourself as the business owner, what's the recurring need that my client has?
It could be. It is understanding the client's challenges. It's not necessarily selling your product. It's understanding their problems, their industry, their needs when they sell their product, so that you can offer solutions to help them do their job better. I think many people are just so focused on selling what we have to offer that we haven't customized it to figure out how people are going to use it. And that's the key to having continuing revenue, is to understand how to be part of their team, not just sell them something.
Right. So it's identifying a recurring need that they have.
Correct. And proving valuable, and proving that you are a valuable resource.
Exactly. That was my next question, which is, then how do you demonstrate the continuing benefit to them so that they see you as a valuable resource as opposed to a monthly expense?
And one of the ways I think you need to do that, David, is to educate them, to do your own, in essence, public relations or thought leadership programs. So instead of just sending them countless e-blasts, you know, buy today, we've got this sale, or we have a new product, educate them. Give them information. So for example, if you're an accountant, instead of saying, hey, did an e-blast, time to do your taxes, send us this information, are you educating them on the new tax laws? Are you educating them perhaps through a blog, perhaps through your own quarterly newsletter, perhaps through content or video on your website that you will drive people to? Educating them about how their businesses will be impacted by the new tax laws, or the kinds of things they should be thinking about in November, and the kinds of things they should be thinking about hiring in January, and the kinds of things they should be thinking about in May as college students are coming for internships. So give them information. Show them that you're smart. Show them that you're there as a resource. oh, I have a question on that. Let me just ask him or her. And you'll be surprised. It may take a little longer than a quick sale, but it's a better platform on which to build. And it is the one that helps generate continuing revenue.
Now, in today's world where there is so much content being created all the time and so much noise out there, do you have any recommendations as to how particularly solopreneurs might set themselves apart and really be seen as a valuable resource as opposed to an annoying noisemaker?
It is a challenge for sure. And again, it's two things. Number one, it's what is the content and where is it? So instead of every day saying something, be really thoughtful. Give them content that will help their business that perhaps they can even share. Again, tips, advice, information they don't have access to. And the other thing is where you're putting that content. You know, if it's on your website, how are you driving people to it? If it's on YouTube, how are you driving people to it? I think sometimes there's so much content overload that people just disconnect from everything. So you might want to look at a quarterly newsletter and then some content once or every few weeks. I don't think you want something every day. People don't have time for all of that.
They for sure don't. So Sherry, for someone who's never worked with somebody like you and your team, where do you suggest they might think about testing the waters and starting to create some value for their clients with the help of the kinds of resources you provide?
Okay, thanks, David. I think they have to take a step back and say, what are the resources that we provide? There's a product and then the resource. Who am I as a resource? How am I communicating with people? And sometimes it starts with a marketing plan that we sometimes help with, or you work with a marketing consultant. But to understand your audiences and your messages and then say, okay, what kind of resource can I be? If I'm an attorney, what can I be a resource on? Employment law, human resources, there's a lot of different situations. And then how can you educate them? And I think the biggest challenge, or one of the biggest challenges that entrepreneurs have, and we're all guilty of this, is we're so busy working in our business that we're not working on our business. So sometimes it's saying, how can I bring in a consultant who can help me create that educational platform and get that information out while I'm busy servicing my clients? The other challenges, I think a lot of people think right now that all they need to do is get some great Google AdWords and have a website and drive people to it. But if people aren't Googling what you're looking for because they don't understand what it is, or they don't understand how it's going to help their business, you're not helping yourself. So sometimes you have to educate people on the service that you offer before you can educate them on why you're the smartest choice for that. I know that's our challenge. We have to educate people on what public relations can do for a company and what public relations is. And it's not just publicity, it's a million things. And it's community relations and sponsorship and speaking engagements and all the things that get your name out to target audiences. So we have to educate people first on what public relations marketing communications is before they could say, gee, Goldman Communications Group is the right choice for me, because they don't understand why they need it.
It sounds like great advice. Sherry, what's coming up in the near future for you? What are you working on now?
Working on obviously some things for current clients. And one of the things I can say is I'm actually working on a new kind of, I don't want to say a new product, but a new kind of product service that hopefully I'll be rolling out in the second quarter of next year. And I'm happy to talk to you about it when that comes to it. But really, it's an educational platform.
Sounds great. And Sherry, if somebody wants to go deeper with what you've shared today, or to learn more or access any resources that you do have, where would they go?
Great. They can obviously go to our website, which is goldmanpr.net. Lots of information there. We have case studies, information on our capabilities and myself. Our phone number is 718-224-4133. And happy to offer your listeners a free 20-minute phone consultation to kind of chat with them about their public relations, what they are doing, what they think they're doing, to offer that free for your listeners.
Okay, great. And if they want to take advantage of
it. Just to mention that. Yes, just to write to us. My email is also Sherry, Sherry, @goldmanpr.net, but it's all on that website. So if they write to me or write through the website and mention that they heard it on Smashing the Plateau, I'm happy to do that for your listeners.
Great. Thank you so much. Well, Sherry, thanks for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau, sharing your insights about your specialty. My guest today has been Sherry Goldman, the president of Goldman Communications Group. Thank you again, Sherry, for joining us.
Thanks, David, for having me. It's been terrific.
When you visit the Smashing the Plateau website at smashingtheplateau.com, you'll find a summary of each episode along with the links we mention on the show. Today, we discussed how to become part of your client's strategic team and how Sherry built consistent revenue in her own business. Would you like more consistent, stable revenue in your business? Check out smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork to learn how we help entrepreneurs like you. Or click Get in Touch on our website to speak directly with me. Remember to subscribe on whatever platform you listen on and leave a review if you can. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our show. I'll see you on our next episode.